Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Good evening, people, or good morning, or whatever time slot you are in. Welcome back to the radio station, the radio show. Tonight, on the indigenous voice of the people. As you know, this is your show, and we want you to participate in the show as much as possible. And, you know, we'll start with prayer. And our host will be Sunil Gulmani, Jibril Salam, and me, Amin Abdullah. So we start with prayer. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahim, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. His praise and creator, Lord of the world. So with that said, we know the path has always been and still always be self-determination and independence. And independence is very important. So self-determination. You have a right and for self-determination, and you have, and this is your obligation for self-determination. Because you want to be one that to really have your own destiny, your own faith in your own hands and still other people. So that's why it's very important to be, you know, independent and self-determination. Take the decision out of other people's hands. Make your own decision. And it's not to talk about this, but just live it and to breathe it, walking in the tongue. I'm not saying it's going to be an easy task for a lot of people. Some people, you know, struggle with daily life, get by, you know, with different ailments, different age and other things. But we implore you to, you know, to seek this for your own benefit. We know that that sometimes, you know, even though people want to do these things, sometimes they might have illness and age and other things. But we implore you, if you can do neither one, at least pray for those out there in the battlefield fighting for the cause. You know, because prayer is a very important and very powerful thing. You know, you pray for the people out there fighting for the cause, and at least you can tell them to have to be victorious for those. Those are oppressed the people. So we implore you, if that's the least thing you can do for us, that would be very welcome. It says, like, open the mind with the call of 505-0162. Can you hear me out there? 1-8-918-0762. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Just to make sure. Okay. Okay, Jabril, you got it. Got the mic. I already said the prayer.
Okay, you already opened up, huh?
Yeah.
All righty, welcome back to Indigenous Voices of People. Jibril Salam, I mean, Chinupa Guha Money. Chinupa, come in.
It was a 505-0162. On the line.
No. 505, that's what y'all say. No, it's a new book, gonna be 605-517. Okay, open up with a topic. Go ahead and crank it up, get it started.
Okay, let's do it. Is it possible or could be possible that we want to, hopefully our mission is to go to the UN and, you know, represent the different tribes or nations throughout Turtle Island, but we need your participation of at least trying to get one member from each tribe to come along with us, you know, so we have a united front, you know, and that would be very powerful if we can have a large delegation to go to the UN or even to Washington. You know, let them see how you know, as very strong as one voice, was not confirmed what has happened to us and our people on Turtle Island. You know, because if we don't go out there and express our concern what has happened to us, then going to be no one else going to pick up that mantle. All right, Chinookas, you got the mic. We would like to hear y'all. Like I say, this is y'all show, and we are very grateful that we had the opportunity to come back to this station. And now we want y'all, you know, we're saying about how much y'all want this radio station back on the air. Now it's back on the air, and you know, now we need y'all participation even more since it's back. So we greatly appreciate it if y'all participate in this show and give us what's on your mind, what's your concern, what's happening in your neck of the woods.
I mean.
Yeah, hey.
Okay, this is Chinupa.
Okay.
I called a lot of my constituents of mine and different tribal members to come on the show tonight. And apparently, they don't really take the interest of what we're talking about. And I really do appreciate you and Little Brother Jabril for taking this opportunity to resurrect our show, because, you know, in the past, we try to give even the females a chance to have a voice. But unfortunately, it went sour because of some other women that really wanted to take control of the show, but really not put forth the effort of what turns into the, you know, virtue of how we deal with things in Indian country. So let me start off with something. I'm pretty sure you guys opened up with a prayer, right?
Yes, we did.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Donahuk, Ampetu Kele Chalwaste, Nahot Hunle, O Kanchola, Ogna, Hetchins Inazi, Pictikile. Wola kote e chetke o kichun pikte. Lila ota uchokan kile oispapi es. Mila huskot hawop he ki hechus e ilalab nataku. Hena iwag lak o kile yehunisni. Ko yung khan petu kile cholwaste taku leno oyate chimpiki. Wola kote e chetke hechus e unki okte na etaha. Taku leno wasloi kile luhapikte nye chawalak okte. Ne ichuha toha. Taku lena iwa aglak okte kile oot khan la mila hanska kile tak shiche e chupi hena apak papo mi taki pi. Hech hanusne ki tagni waste hinasne o ki isi. Kampetu kile chon waste dona huk anagopta na unki wolak hote chet kile yuchi chapi. Good evening for the listening audience on the Indigenous Voices of People radio show. I give a great shout out to my two brothers, Jabril Salam and my brother Amin, for taking this responsibility to host the show again. But let's look at something very critical in Indian country of how people are always seeing things from a perspective. You know, last month I participated in a couple of protests in Rapid City because of the Grand Gateway Hotel, and then also on that same day when they were protesting on Saturday, a Native brother was shot and killed by the name of Barney Peoples. And so his family was looking at avenues to try to, you know, substantiate some kind of intervention because of his death. And so we took them challenges on because everybody's all over the place, even the family. And so I take it this way for people that don't understand how America, you know, always, you know, lies with their, you know, political internment by neutralizing people's rights of way. And I say that because when it comes to Indian people in the year 2022, people don't understand how to resist assimilation by people that are struggling to keep independence alive. And what I mean by that is a majority of our people back in ancient times had always had independence. Now remember, the autonomy of independence, all of these words belong to the white man. He written these English, you know, concepts. Our people adapted them from an answer, you know, to the complex of it, the complexity. But keep in mind, people, federal Indian law can be understood more easily if you can really take a historical perspective and then generalization to it and make an understanding that substantiates a dispute. And when that dispute becomes, you know, regarding to the interpretation, then it becomes dangerous. Some, you know, commanders and, you know, commentators and all them people through Indian, you know, relationships to our people, they've always used the historical counter as a pendulum. A pendulum has those little balls, you know, they hit from left to right. And that's what they call that, okay? That's how Indian, you know, a federal Indian relationships became a shifted, you know, fourth, you know, back. And when I mean fourth back, is how they annihilated tribes during the centuries periods back in the East Coast. All them tribes are gone. They're all watered down. They're like a package of Kool-Aid when you add, put the water in a glass or a jug and you pour the package of Kool-Aid, it changes color. So that's how it's called, you know, those tribes out there are a package of Kool-Aid. But when America used its policy towards Indians, our people, remember, they were lost when they named us as Indians. We are people of the earth. Okay? We are people of the earth, okay? So they named us Indians because they thought they found India. And, you know, that's why they, you know, Colombo and his crew called us Los Indios, okay? So that is broken down for that note. But when I get back into the American policy toward the Indians, our people, First Nations people, it has always been a revolved, you know, central thing, okay? So most people can't really take on the elements of how Christian people help to destroy our people. So our people today become inferior, you see? Uncivilized pagan people, which we were called, has never ever gave us an opportunity to heal from that brutal, you know, pronunciation of how white people, you know, use colonial policies to perfect them against people of color. And now they're only, you know, today in 2022, they're doing it to their own people, especially with that new creation disease called, you know, COVID-19, the coronavirus, okay? That's just a reference from repeating history, how they knocked off a bunch of our people with smallpox blankets and just smallpox itself. So when you look at tribal independence. Let's take a big piece at this. And people out there, the listening audience, please calm down. Please don't make no noise. Listen to what we're trying to do because we always get that kind of disturbance, people making noise. Please don't do that. If you know something that you want to add on to the quest of how we're, you know, using our quest for independence to, you know, take our people out of dormancy, then step up and utilize that concept. Those were how distinct societies did that within indigenous people for their members. And this is why I'm trying to help you guys understand that. Because today, in the year 2022, our people, and I mean you people listening, some of you are on the radio show, you will never, ever stand positive in how independence works. And I mean that to all of you. You will never stand true to that. You're going to talk shit about it, but you're never going to stand true to it. North America, when it was discovered, okay, when Columbus supposedly discovered us in 1492, Well, let's go back to 1375. 1375, okay? This is recorded. When the Vikings came here, they seen this continent was already inhabited with people that thought and, you know, utilized the concepts of the nomadic behavior, like them Vikings, you know, those people over there in Germany that came here. So in 1375, when the Vikings arrived here and they seen that it already had inhabitants, what did they do? They turned around and left and they never came back. Those were people that were connected to an earth cycle from over there in Germany. That's why they believed in this cultural behavior called Asatru, which was a nomadic piece of worship like indigenous people here in Turtle Island. So overall, 1375 was a way to show people that when these first people arrived, they turned around and left. And as years went on, people could never, ever understand why these people didn't stay. Well, it's simple. Germania at the time in history, Germania was forced to try to give up their property to the Roman Empire when Rome set out to conquer the world. And don't forget this, folk. History amongst the white people, when they write it, they bullshit and they lie, okay? Germania whipped them, whipped the Romans, so the Romans had to go back and head back. Same with the Mesopotamians, the Greeks, all of these, the Mediterraneans, and now the failure of the American Empire. And you will see that these people that are white love to repeat history, okay? They lie, they steal, they murder, they rape. Everything according to those white man's books of the Ten Commandments were all broken by the white race. And it makes it imperior for him to continue to do that day in and day out. What's the next sickness they're going to create to try to destroy, you know, traditional people and people that live freely and that are struggling to remain, you know, independent in the way we live with our freedom? What's next that they're going to do? So when I go back into that same American policy towards people of color, the enlightenment to that, they use the superior of Christianity to use its people to destroy everyone within. That's why they called us a pagan people. That's how they eliminated scores and scores of our people. So when you looked at 1375 to 1492, okay, our people were gratified when they saw the offerings that those Vikings left. Guess what? They took those ornaments and those offerings and they buried them. And they thanked, in spiritual quest of praying, they thanked the Viking people for leaving and never returning. You see, ancient times, times immemorial, people, we have gotten away from our traditional practice of prayer.
Okay,
Oh, hey, the hunt, the akuk, ashina, walk, ha, eye crack at your head, beat, yeah. Oh, hey, la kota, it's simple. You know, when you understand the language of indigenous people in the late 21st century, you know, century, the 21st century, you will understand most of the chronological behavior of how, you know, when Caucasian folks love to destroy everything. Look at it today. But I always said this in these radio shows. I take full responsibility of my words and my actions, and I throw my phone number out there, 605-517-2621. And if you have a, you know, debate on these things, let's play it out. People say this all the time. And you get this in your hearts, people that say this. Oh, we could never go back to the way it was. Bullshit. We can't go back to the way it was. The problem is, it's all of you that's caught up with Western culture's behavior and the lifestyle of Western culture. You don't want to give up your comfort. And that comfort zone that establishes you to have some kind of vocal intent, okay, to speak on good terms for your people. Today, people, you have become spiritually lazy. And that's not an attack on you. That's the truth. A premium factor to the originality of what our people talk about. We're forgetting one thing. We're forgetting one thing, people. We're forgetting who in the hell we are. And you know that. So if you still want to go by Jimmy Charlie, or Orson Welles, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, George Jones, Tom Jones. If you want to go by the Anglo-Saxon version of his name to keep superiority alive and racism, go ahead. Stay there and quit playing indigenous with me and the rest of the people that are struggling to get out of dormancy. If you love the contamination of how white America has always implemented its colonial power to neutralize those rights that you have as a free people that lived upon independence, then stay over there and quit running back and saying, oh, I'm an Indian. And that goes for you women, too. You see, women today, they don't wear dresses. They only want to wear a rainbow dress when it's time to be recognizable for any type of protest gathering. And you know that, women. And secondly, you cut your damn hair and you dye it some color, of whether it's purple or blonde. You do that, indigenous women, and this is not an attack on you. The more you keep degrading yourself, it's the same reflection on how you're degrading the rest of your people. And don't forget this, women. You women said this. Don't say you didn't. You women condemned all the people in the northern five-state region. South Dakota, North Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and Nebraska. You called all my tribal women that still live up here in the Dakotas fat, stink, ugly, and lazy. You women did that. Don't say you didn't. You did. Because I'm the one that defended all them women. That's you downgraded. Those are my women. But those women of mine that are fat and ugly and stink, like you said, women, those women are still living in the conditions that are hurtful for you to get out of. You're the one still stuck in it. And you know who you are, women. And I say that because it frustrates me that I have to constantly not only protect my women in their life way that they live by, I'm also protecting my grandmas and my children. And guess what? The strong heart. Warrior society, we dog soldiers are still taking care of our people, feeding them, preparing wood for them, and doing all this. I got to go after wood tomorrow morning for another family. We had a snowstorm that just hit South Dakota. And this is the problem with you. As long as you women and men take on a sociological deformatory and aim it at the people that are still in the struggle to help you get out of dormancy, we'll never, ever get ahead until you people look at yourselves and then come out of dormancy and understand why you misbehave and talk like that. If you want to talk with this English virtues of language that belongs to the white man, go ahead. That doesn't make you Indian. That doesn't make you Lakota. That don't make you Crow. That don't make you Arapaho. Cheyenne, Blackfeet, Blood. It don't make you a Shoshone Bana. It don't make you Dene, which they call Navajo. It don't make you Testare, which is Apache. And it sure in the hell don't make you Testof Mejone, Mexica from Mexico. It don't make you those. And the same with our Lakota people. Just because you have that little blood in you, because you're mixed, you're always defining the white side of things, but you never define the indigenous side of where you came from and who you are. You're always defining what you are. So enough of that said. And remember, I take full responsibility of my words and actions. My phone number, 605-517-2621. You call Chanupa if you feel threatened with what I just told you. And you women better get it together and quit condemning people that are overweight. And if they have a smell to them, quit judging that smell. Because look at your smell, too. You people all do that. And that goes for some of you men, too. You men all talk that crap. You better smell your own stuff, too, before you start figuring out who's really stinking. America's still stinking, but yet you can't smell it. And I smell America every day because it stinks and it's a foul smell. And they impose that on everywhere, even you men and women. So let's get back to the piece where I left out on. When I left out on this, I was giving you people an understanding about why our people were faced with these type of tribal independence that came before, you know, 1375 and 1492. There was wars back then from people that were trying to claim a continent that didn't belong to them. And our people didn't have a gun. We didn't have a fire stick. That's what the white man called it a long time ago, a fire stick. And so we indigenous people, we listened to that fire stick go, pow! And our people said, wow, they were excited over it. That's where the powwow was formed. Where in other people that still had cultural language, we identified it as a celebration of a buffalo hunt, elk hunt, whatever the norm was. For Lakotas, we called it a wachipi. Why? Because it was a buffalo hunt. Our people went and brought back plenty of meat so the families can be fed. And the women can make jerk meat and dry it. And the elders can tell stories to the little ones. Both, you know, the grandmothers and grandpas. That's what matriarchal systems did in ancient times. But now today, we're all what? Huh? We're either on the computer system or a tablet. And then we're all out there bastardizing America's wherewithal by implementing it in schools where it kills and it does not strengthen the language to have guttural pronunciation. Take one good look, people. And this is not no offense to my black folk. Uh-uh. Malcolm X said there was two different descriptions of black people. There was the house Negro and there was the field Negro. Don't forget this. Our brother, Malcolm X, said this. The house Negro did everything according to what the master forced upon him. The field Negro, on the other hand, the field Negro was beaten and sometimes beaten to death. And to this day, you still have the house Negro and the field Negro. So in reference to the native people, you got the BIA Indian, boss the Indian around, and then you got us full-bloods that are still struggling to be free. Okay? We're the real freedom fighters. So vice versa to two different cultures that understand where real freedom is. And that's the hard part. And we still got these BIA Indians running around, boss the Indian around. They dress up. But when I was doing this protest with my nephew, Nick Tilson, and that group called Andean Collective, I spoke on some heavy ratchets, and those ratchets are about what our people are supposed to be conceiving from the lifestyle of what America has done to us, even to this day, on the year April what? Almost April 20th, huh? Because today's April 16th. So April 16th shows us that our people are still struggling to get out of dormancy. But they have learned nothing to dignify who they were and who they are as a free people. And so when we talk about history, when you look at how the animals pertain to their responsibility of being who they are. The elk and the buffalo will never create a disparity between racism and hatred. The elk and buffalo will never take that same understanding and try to implement it to the eagle and the hawk. Do you know why it never will occur? Because they never lived like that. They lived independent with the freedom that was given to them by the great mystery and Grandmother Earth. And the hard part, two-legged, when you talk about saying, oh, I can't stand this rhetoric, man, you sound just like a purebred white man. And that purebred white man is full of hate because he too uses that purebred and classify it as the norm when in fact he too is not a full blood. You get it? But all this commonwealth that goes on in Indian country is created by the elites that own and operate businesses. Okay? These businesses are selling stuff back to the indigenous people and the black folk. Don't forget, the first bombing in America was in Tulsa City, Oklahoma, when the white people dropped bombs, you know, dynamite upon Black Wall Street. That was what it was called down there. Black folk, man, knew a way to serve people in the modern convenience, and the white race hated that. And it was the sheriff of Tulsa, Oklahoma, that took a single proplaned airplane and flew around all those businesses and dropped bombs on them. Don't forget, if you know black history, it was this group called the Gap Band that came out with a song that made and paid homage to the people that perished in Oklahoma. They dropped the bomb on you. The Gap Band came out with that song, man. And it was a beautiful music because the Gap Band, people and all you white folks participated in, you know, listening to that music because they spoke the truth about how they were being, you know, trivialized as American people in a country that they struggled to get out of. And just because they created a founding practice for themselves, you white people neutralize that. And for a lot of you so-called Uncle Toms and all you other people that are out there, remember, you guys call each other that amongst the black race. Well, it's the same way with the indigenous people. We got all these half-breeds. All these half-breeds claim to be that they're Indian. They masquerade in Hollywood. They masquerade someplace, and they all really tomahawk chop. So now the white man still tomahawk and chopping with all that shit when they have sports. You people see, love that and create it. Don't say it doesn't work that way. It does. And when you repeat history, indigenous people, half-breeds, whatever you want to call yourself, you're taking advantage of your utmost children and elders. And you, as people, do not know how to be an elder. Because the elder has wisdom to share like this. So I can't be a grandpa. I try so hard to be a grandfather. And you people keep, man, stopping me from doing that. Because you keep plaguing my people with hatred, racism, death, immoral, you know, mentalities of falsified judgment to the human race. And you will see this, white folks. We people of color have never done nothing to you. Nothing. And yet you still do this. The way the white people want to alleviate the native people and people of color, they want us all gone so they can have a world of nothing but the elites. In other words, they're heading towards a direction to create themselves like that cartoon called the Jetsons. Everything was created by a tablet to get you fed, to get your belly full, you see? But the gravitation had to have a bubble on your head. Pay attention. This is what that dog, Astro, used to bark at the Jetson family for, because the dog knew the chemistry of what these elites were doing. And even in space, cops were harming people. There was cops riding a little space mobile in a cop car, pulling these people over because the dog was not on a leash. You see, this is all inhuman, folks. But that's the direction they're headed. But nobody wants to say nothing because it's too hurtful and harmful, and it's really going to really cloud the brain of the human mind. But this is what they have created. Their life is like a cartoon character, which in turn, the white race is a cartoon. Look at it. Watch every movie that they have made in a modern perspective. And you will see they yell and scream, which is bipolar, right? And then they use that same behavior and apply it to other people and say, you're bipolar. You see them raping young virgins on these movies. And then when you rape and do something, even if it isn't rape, if it's an agreeable, you know, attempt to have a relationship with a young and an older individual, that's rape, statutory, so they lock you up. But on TV, they're justifying it that the whites can do that and nobody else can. When are you people going to really understand what America has done and continue doing? And that's the hard part with a lot of you. And you all say that. You all say this. I don't believe it's really happening that way. Oh, yes, it is. And the hard part is, you all have forgotten who you are in the late 21st century. And that's sad but true. And for my brothers that took this responsibility to re-illustrate this TV, this radio show and these TV programs that we go on, I want you all to really take a good look. And do give a thank you to Jabril and Amin for doing something courageous to help our voice return back to airwaves. And I thank those brothers for taking this job very seriously and helping you get your voice out. And so we come down to the top of the hour of 5:40. And so I'm going to shut down and give you a chance to elaborate or even collaborate with issues that I just mentioned. This way of life is actually yours if you really want freedom and make independence work. It's yours. And I'm going to share this in closing as we go up to the top of the hour at 5:45. And I'll share it with you this way. Metakisi lechala mila haska kawo keki kokata ke kahol yewa. Nalila tak shike et keki le, hena un kit hoxni. Mila haska tak shike hena un kah paoki le, lila oyate mit hoki yoti ekiapi. Nataku hena yuta voki sniki hena isian ata taku lena iglecha of the kihe one inche. Naha etaha lila ota nahaki chaje.
Hena ata aishwate, na hena lila was ake. Ke etaha hechus enum hanta, kakomani wakhankhanka, ki chi maneto na unchi makhaki na hankti, ankata omeni, pike hena nanichi chungstik, estoni hechus e chanu yachinsne. Chani lakhotapsni hanta, kakit ka iya yo na ha wasitio opicha, na inila un hecha, hechus e wasta lakapi. Wanko! Washitu kilena tak shiti un kah pa na ha hechu se etuanki. Washitu kilena echa lakhota ki. Osha lechu se un kung kile lila wahte un afni. Kaho heta ha taku lena un kit hafni ki hena un kah pa cha yehoni. Na eta ha taku he hinap hink te hanta. Hena hechu se etua yohak te hanta. Wolak hota ki hechu se nevi. Na hoxi wa ma khashka hechu pi. Khat khat oyate, e khat oyate, takht oyate. Na ha khat khokala oyate, glena atya e chumpi. Na shunka, na igmun, hena atya e chumpi. Na hoxi wa khaki wa ma khashka suta oyis papi. Ash, hu nu papi lena tagani. Hena hechu se ata e chumpi ki he wa nechi. Hena wa nechi. Cho otea ki I wag laka. Oa khaka hechu se ya pati ta. Ash, na hoxi mir. Chanu pagulaha mani lechus et chokata ke taku et chekile suta nanjina hechus e otkana kak pi I blable. E honi hechus e oyatek mit chok e wanspeke he makrubi. Chokata ke taku et chanuk te he. Was nanti le et chanuk te ke ho. Ke hakab lechus e ftalo un kino vina ha oni chok te eapi. You come with chakab. Se he wan blake. Na was loike le wola kote et chet ke taku ya chung te hanta. Wak hant hankati chi mani tuna. Unchi makati hechus enadi na wachati. Naha Kesi Hota Hook Yat Yohanta. Hena Ailia and Azilia Hunter. Kawachin is hockey, not Katan is hockey, Hena Yapaki. Shot that he had. Hechanoki Taku Omani, Taku Gas Yehuni. As Otachi is son of. He was sheet yoga, Miller Hunter Kawo, Heki Hitchens, Eatuam, the Hitchens was Kalaka. Ho, when I Taku at Heki Le, we asked him in hockey Yotiakia. Low chimpy. What hands Yaki Lena Yotiakia, not low chimpy. Chegala Tabashna. Not one in a word chakrobe. And not web here. All conclusions in Waglakanaha. Taku Gas in a chamber at once I'm gonna Mila Hunchka Maska and Nipahpa Hunter Hitchens in Kusha Ilala. Naha Wola Kotakile or loose pop pickile. Don't hit you this Sutan Addis. Nani to a picky henyanke. Magnan Snyo. Tokshan Petu and G took the Ochus for an old kind of Echigan about it. Poetaha, let's just say hello. So now we turn it back up to the lines where everybody can call in and you know, that are listening in. If you want to voice your concerns to that and you have an issue to, you know, elaborate on, go right ahead. The phone number is 657-383-1630. And put the truth where your heart is. Put the truth where your heart is. And I open it back up to you. And thank you, Brother Amin, for taking this responsibility to have the show going, you and little Brother Jabril. Back to you all as the lines are open.
We thank you also. Like I say, this is your show, people, and I'm quite sure there's people out there that listening have something to say. They can voice their opinion. You know, like I say, this show is a unique show because I don't feel or think there's another show in the country, you know, have this type of dialogue and be able to express your concern and you know, what's happening to you in your neighborhood, whatever it may be. So we keep telling y'all, we iterate, we express, you know, that come on this show, you know, and let us know what your concern is. So with that, we said, I'll turn it over to 505-3576. So we'll state your name, where you calling from.
Tahisha, Salem, Virginia. I was listening to Chinupa and what he has to say. Everything that he talks about is so true. What I need and what I'm wondering is, when is this crime rate of police officers killing people unnecessarily for things that, you know, they think that they pulled a gun out or they think they did this or like this last man that got killed from Africa. Can't even speak the language or anything. You know, that's wrong. If a person don't understand you and they don't speak the language, the white man's language, how in the world it gives you the right to up and shoot a person, shoot him in the back of the head? So he was struggling because he couldn't understand anything that was going on with him. You know, and it just angers me that these police officers can do this to our people and other people and get away with it. I mean, they don't get charged or anything. Well, we're not going to charge them, you know. Well, if we did something like that, you charge us for the crime. So why shouldn't they be charged, you know? Back at you.
That happened in Michigan and you know, it happened in Michigan, and we know how dirty the police is, and they protect their own, even though we see it's a cold-blooded killing, like an assassination. They're gonna try to come up with some type of story, trying to defend they officer that, you know, but we know they, you know, there's a lot of racism in the police department, and they don't really like, you know, people of color. But they're gonna come with some type of excuse, some type of story, like they always do.
It's going to get to the point one day that people are going to get tired of this, and they're going to start retaliating against the police like they're doing right now because they're sick and tired of it.
If I may have this opportunity to elaborate on this little question here that our sister brought up, and she's right. People are going to get fed up where they're going to say enough's enough and they're going to start responding the same way. many people forget the wrongs that people have been accused of, okay? We still got Brother Leonard Peltier and many others that are locked away because of, you know, certain discrepancies in the endeavors of law and how it, you know, versifies an issue. But law enforcement to this day in the year 2022 has never, ever been challenged physically, mentally. And you pigs that are out there, I'm going to say this. You, my phone number is 605-517-2621. You get this in your heart, okay? The people that are struggling to remain free has never, ever done nothing to you, okay? Regardless, don't forget. You know, J. Edgar Hoover created this COINTELPRO, you know, program for people of color because they didn't like that. They love to have a grip on people of color. All the people in the struggle, whether it was Lyman Brightman, Russell Means, Dennis Banks, you know, the Black Panthers, the Brown Berets, all these people that stood up for the rights to be protected as a human race, as a human being, we have been all bombarded with negative biases because the elites operate their conditions of how, you know, the replica of Rome, better known as Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, they always implement things that are never, ever in the mode, I mean mode, to protect the rights of any human being. And that white race will lie to you to produce it. That's what they do. But people, listen to me. Listen to this carefully. If the great mystery showed up to all these police that had badges and guns, because a lot of these cops, police, pigs, whatever you want to call them, they all go to an earthly seminar, which is Sunday. They participate because they want to go, you know, forgive their illnesses of what they're doing out there. I disagree. Why? Law enforcement has never implemented any type of assurance, and I mean assurance, of life skills. Assurance of life skills. Now, if you want to alleviate the problem between black folk, red folk, and the yellow folk, and excluding the white folk, these three people of color are constantly always driven to be murdered. Every day the sun comes up in the east and goes down in the west, we three colors of people are always victims of murder. So it becomes a victim of circumstance, right? Now, if our people could really take this and push for a united front and the togetherness of that front, okay? If we pull together with this together front and we start asking Congress to start ensuring their people, okay? We ask Congress to start assuring, you know, ensuring their people, assuring and ensuring their people to get insurance on law enforcement, okay? This will trigger that cop's mind to understand one thing, okay? Just hear me now. Hear me, folks. It'll trigger his mind to understand one thing. Hey, if I'm going to do my job professionally, and I'm going to be at the will of the people and the mercy of the people, do I love feeding my family and taking care of them? And if I'm insured, hey, wait a minute. These people can knock me off anytime they want. Now, here comes catch 22 now. We people that are struggling in dormancy, we turn around and do that to ourselves too. We insure ourselves the same way they would do it. You see what I'm getting at? And I'm not saying killing everything and everybody is the key. What I'm saying is if the white man and his police department have a brain, which I'm thinking they do, because as of now, as they're killing people and creating racial endeavors and disparities and racial hate, inside their head, it's empty. That's why they made that movie, Airheads. So that's the way they are, Airheads, okay? They do all that, you know, heinous behavior. If you ever saw that movie, Airheads, that's what they were doing. They're telling on themselves, but yet the rest of humanity can't get it. So why not insure the people and insure the police department? Because if I love feeding my family and taking care of my family, I'll be damned if I want a cop to shoot me. And the same with the cop. If I love to take care of my family and give them a happy life, hey, I'll be damned if I want the people to take me out. I better fix this problem. But the elites created it. The elites did. You show me. You show me where it's recorded in history that law enforcement loved their people and left them alone. Show me where that existed, folks. I'll shut up. The only way you're going to see that is during primitive times before they got here in 1492. And go to every other country. They lived without worry. They cared for one another. They loved one another. They didn't murder each other. The white man did that. That guy came from prison. Don't forget that. They released him. So he brought that here. But he could never impose that back on his own people that created that for him. And so answering that question truthfully, that's what we must do. We need to get people to start fucking insuring themselves. And I mean fucking insuring themselves. If we're going to ever, man, become a people to be free and left alone. And the only way to do that insurance is implementing freedom and independence. And if you have them both at work, then and only then, can this whole issue of that camaraderie become the virtue that eliminates racism and corruption. And the only way it can be done is we have to take a look at what makes it more affirmative by leaving us alone. Because you tell me, listening audience, you tell me where you're bothering the police. Tell me where you're bothering him. Tell me where you're cussing that silver bitch up. Tell me where you're doing shit to him. You show me where that occurs. They're always into people's virtue of life. And now they're going to have a so-called Easter, the rise of Christ. Angels moved this big rock and took his body and headed out. You know, that's coming tomorrow, Easter Sunday. Here comes a little punk rabbit that don't even have a basket and eggs and candy to manipulate people's kids' brains. So these kids all thinking, oh, the rabbit's coming. Shit, that fucker ain't coming. He ain't got no basket. He ain't got nothing. And you people are going to honor him. You're going to have a dinner. You're going to, come on. Enough already. You show me where the rabbits are doing that, and I'll shut the fuck up. I will. I'm getting angry at this stuff because you people allow it. You like that. You like corruption. You like getting kicked in the ass. You like being murdered and beat. But you show me where that is, where people are intensifying the law enforcement. It's not existing out there. They're always wanting to bother people because the rich pay them to do that, the rich people. And I rest my case with that. So assuring people is the key. I'll turn it back to all of you again for more questions.
Okay. We don't have too many people on here. Five people. Y'all, 0162, do you have any questions, comments on the subject? 505062. Okay. What about you? 918-0762. Do you have any comments on the subject?
Yeah, I have comments about this police. Geraldine's right. People are going to end up retaliating. And sometimes I think that's the only way hard-headed people can learn. And if police are hard-headed, privileged, qualified immunity, maybe, you know, after they got to realize that they only pull a 12-hour shift. Once they get off, you know, hey, somebody could be following you. Somebody could be learning where you go. Somebody know your schedule. It's going to happen, and it has been happening. And maybe that's what police need to learn. They need to have paranoia, fear, worry, anxiety, just like the minorities do. Because they only wear that badge for 12 hours. And if they can't learn from their own fear that each day they come back in, and like Groundhog Day, want to repeat that old cycle over, then maybe they need physically on to them what they do to the others. Maybe that's the only way they're going to learn.
Okay.
Anyone else? What I see in the take is that, you know, they're gonna, I see, like you're right, they're going to retaliate, but they're going to retaliate on a way that you took one of my loved ones, why should I take one of your loved ones? A life for a life, you know, so that's what I see what might be happening. But, you know, but if you put yourself in that situation of taking someone in life without justification, you know, you should expect someone going to take someone else, take one of your people's life. Same thing you took theirs. You know, they're grieving, so they're going to feel like you should do the same thing, grieve also. Chinupa, there's not so many people on the call. These are the only ones. Yate, Gabriel, Rachel, and others.
Well,
and you.
Well, since people are listening in, maybe, I don't know what, you know, you guys really talk a lot of, you know, understandings about what you want to see, you know, happen for the indigenous people. That's what you do when you have these radio shows. You talk about spirituality, you talk about all this stuff that we know about. But what is it that the average, you know, so-called indigenous person wants for himself and his people? What is it? And out 10 to 1, it's all not going to be the real answer. Because I know what the answer is. And it's simple. And that answer to me is, it's like this. All I want for my indigenous people is to be free and left alone, so we can take on the responsibilities of sharing our freedom with each other on an independent structure. We know how to justify the acronym of means. And with all these things that we've tried to get people to engage and invoke themselves on, you guys keep talking shit, and that's shit talking. Well, the reality has to be brought in the form of this understanding. And I said it in the language. A revolution war can erupt any time between colonist people that are controlled by the system. Okay? It can. It sure can, people. And when you look at how history had enabled itself to try to stand on the topics of freedom, how many people today in the year 2022 on April 16th are really understanding that norm? None, because you're all somewhere else talking about a different, you know, propagated issue. When these American revolutions that created disasters towards Indian people, it was to get rid of us. That was the turmoil that generated their behavior of taking us out of Indian country. And those wars were recorded, you know, after they arrived here in 1492, and them wars kept going clear up to what? 2022. All right? And the hard part is this, people. Between those equals that they call, everybody wants to be equal with the white man. Fuck no, I don't want to be equal with that white fucking devil. Fuck him. There's nothing I should be equal with that guy. Only the skin tone that creates this racism is effective for him and mine. Okay? And the sad part is, this is how these official positions implement that. That's how the government always, you know, followed the behavior of those revolutionary behaviors of war towards Indian people. There's never, ever an equal status or status between them. And when those people got here back in 1492, okay, you will see that they implemented these colonial practices of law, okay? Those laws were to maintain those efforts made against us. That's how those relationships are today. Here's a good example. There are approximately close to 5 million nonprofit 501c3s out there in my country of Turtle Island, which you all call America. 5 million. Nonprofit. So go back into those early journals of how Congress, okay, used your position to exhibit the most anxious desire to be, you know, consolated to connect you with all these things that you couldn't do to help a people. They don't have to pick a gun there to do that. No. They do this by implementing it through law and order to put you in jail. And the strenuous behavior, you all agree to that. To procure an issue of supplies in America, okay, which the white man called it. Don't ever forget that somewhere in history, there was a Northwest Ordinance that was created in 1780-something that declared the utmost good faith shall always be observed towards the Indians and their land and property, shall never be taken without our, you know, okay or consent. Right there, people, right there. But none of you in the communities of Indian affairs can challenge them that because you're still fighting something else. You can't come together with those type of supremacy clauses to hold them accountable. And this final piece that I always remember Grandpa and them used to say, "Hey, honey, makhotse kile yanke kile, oapache, hey, shakoy obana, hey, dopa akle wik seminat chakike, hey, yanke isto." Okay? Wik semina, chakike, hey. Grandpa was meaning 1840, okay? This is before North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and Nebraska ever became states in the Union. So Grandpa said this, the independence clause was always right there, right there. And to this day, our people forgot that whole norm. All you got to do is look on YouTube and take a look at that that Indian Collective's video with the Grand Gateway Hotel. And take a good look at it, folks. You will see that a Caucasian lawyer had told my indigenous people to stand down for being violent, expressing their true intent of what happened, of why these white people were telling us we can't, you know, get a room from them. And they sent their people in to see if that existed. And it was true. Okay, so it existed. But let's go back to one thing. One thing to make this country the way it is. If it wasn't for the indigenous people, white man, okay, you people would be homeless. You people would be out of doors like you've been in your own country. That's why they sent you over here, to destroy it and destroy mine. And the sad thing about it is, mine is still serving you. I remember one time, my grandpa said this, and then we're going to turn it back to the people as we're coming up to the bottom of the hour. My grandpa once said this. He said, when you remove a people from the people of the forest become unknown. And what becomes unknown, you want to destroy. My grandpa said that. You know, he's right. And that's what's happening today. Our people are removed from the forest. They don't even know how to live in it anymore. And yet, we got people out there, oh, I need sage. I need this. I need that. No, you don't. Because if you were really intensified with the conditions that indigenous people face every day, you would have a norm. But I will help people that need it because there are many, many indigenous people that don't have the opportunity to harvest it when it does grow. And so with that, I give it back to you people for more questions and answers. Back to you, listening audience.
Come on, people. Let's come on. You don't have that much time before the show be ending. I just want to say, you know, a true leader that is one that put himself true leaders is the one that actually do service for his people and put the people first, and he put himself last. And that's what a true leader do, and that's what he's supposed to do. Now, you got people, he did not live above his means, and you know, sitting in a house with $50,000 house, $20,000 car, and let his people be out there suffering no food and live in shanty houses. That's what you call a tyrant and a dictator that does not, that put himself above the people instead of him, you know, caring for the people. So if you have that type of people on the reservation called the tribal leaders, then they're not truly your leaders. They're your tyrants and your dictators because they put themselves before the people instead of putting the people before them. Seeing as there's nobody else wants to speak or say anything, we are people that is listening.
If people don't want to talk, if you people don't want to talk, let me share something with you again. We're coming up to the bottom of the hour of the show. So we're coming to the bottom of the hour of the show, and it's 10 minutes after 6. Let's look at the rapid increase of the population of how the United States is creating its own desire by wanting more land, The rapid increase of it because of their population in this country of mine called the United States and their desire wanting more land. Our tribal governments, which I'm only using that as a term to explain it, our, it's not mine, because I never ever vote those elections. I stay away. Because it's the same thing. To take away those rights that you have as a free people. So when that increases, which creates this enormous pressure to move towards, you know, the territories that we have still in Indian country, the hard part is our traditional people will look for a way to get money from them, but they never give that consent back to its people to help them. I know, because I live in it. But here's the tribal government that use your enrollment money for this COVID-19 vaccination. My son told me this the other day, that all his kids and his so-called wife or girlfriend, whatever she is to him, had all these chronic illnesses that were repeating itself. Stuffy nose, mucus buildup, and so forth. And they're all programmed to the machine. My grandkids. Folks, my grandkids. My grandkids. Our Indian children were programmed to the machine. So that generation there is lost. But this is the system, what it wanted. So becoming spiritually lazy in this norm of the way we want to be free and left alone, you will see that our people that passed on, even the ones of this era that just left us, this was a depopulation of our people, but it backfired. And now it's going back after them. You see, people, the hardest part of loving freedom with independence is something that you don't want to believe in. And I mean you don't want to believe in. You can talk all this political nonsense, and I'll use this term just for a second time. Like that young girl on that video. She used this term. All this rhetoric. White man, Well, let me put it this way. If you could embrace this Latin term, propadeutic, fundamental practice, you will see it's stronger than genocide in my country, Turtle Island. Why? Propadeutic fundamental practice was used in the Latin country when all these big shots were trying to come in and trying to neutralize their well-being. They understood what propadeut was. Propadeut is the term that annihilates a race where there's nothing that can reproduce that race again. White Americans have done that, not only to people, but they have done that to animals. And so I agree with that term, propadeut fundamental practice, stronger than genocide. Genocide, on the other hand, creates half-breeds, which America is, a half-breed country. Don't forget that, folks. Sad but true, like that song by Metallica, Sad But True. So in reality, what is it that you want, indigenous people, when they're still killing us? They're still pushing us into exile because of this exile of what they're giving us as COVID-19 money. I couldn't get Kevin Keller to help me with gas for wood. And he said he would help me. But that's a liar from a president's perspective. But how many other presidents have lied to their people? That's not an attack on it. It's speaking the truth. And the reality part is, America has taken and has always taken more wealth, not only from my people, but other peoples of color. All of these contaminations that go on in these countries outside my waters is what you American people want. From lithium to oil, to any type of natural resource, you want them so the white man can invent stuff so you can buy it again. And as I said earlier, there are 5 million, close to 5 million nonprofit self-sustained, you know, groups that you don't hear from anymore. I was working with my niece in there, and I don't hear from them anymore. You see how people use each other? I don't use them. I'm trying to help people fight for what's happening here. There's killings going on every day. They have nowhere to turn. Everybody's blocked out. And the ones that are rubbing the white man's back, they're the only ones that are inside. And the hard part is, we, the listening audience and the people that talk on these shows, are trying to help you guys protect your rights. You won't stand with us and point the finger at them. You will not. Oh, until it happens to you. Oh, Chinupa, can you do this? Hey, Chinupa, I need some help over here. Chinupa, yeah. Time for you guys to realize what you're doing. There are scores and scores of our children and elders that are hungry and fighting for things and trying to maintain what little freedom they have for themselves, how their independence works. And none of you can even see the big picture. So you go ahead, ridicule yourself with everything that ain't ours. I'll stay over here to continuously fight for my people that I care and love on. It's hard doing this thing, but I do it because my people are actually you. And that's the actual part about it. And just like I said earlier in this radio show, this rhetoric that these people use, come on. Why can't you be an Indian? Wait a minute. The white man took that Indian away from you. Kill the Indian, save the woman. Kill the Indian, save the man. You see? That works. And that was the most trickiest thing that the white race has ever done. As we come down to the bottom of our hour, people, all we're saying is engage in these topics. You have something that you witness and live with, whether it's drugs or alcohol, whether it's a mental health issue, whether it's a bipolar stance. You all have these because the white man tell you that, and you believe him. But when your people tell you the truth to get out of dormancy, you won't do it. That's sad but true. And the reality is, the great mystery gave you all the tools upon his, you know, and our grandmother. All the tools and all the help is right there, but yet you can't believe in them. Hell, you don't even know how to believe in your own four-legged that's in your house, trying to help you overcome the behavior of what evil is. And so as we come to the closing part of our hour of the show. It's now 19 minutes after 6. Let's get some closing remarks before we end the show. And again, thank you, Jabril, my little brother, Amin, my big brother. Thank you guys for stepping up and taking the show back on and putting it back into the voices of our people. Come on, people. Let's hear your closing remarks.
Nice if we could get the everybody called in, because we got a regular crew of callers. If everybody would invite some other Native people on and invite them to the show, and they want to talk about whatever they want to talk about. It's your show. And what's important to me may not be important to you. But together, all of these ideas and information and so forth can be critical. No question, no such thing as a dumb question. Every question is relevant because life happens. We all been indoctrinated and we all been reduced in our human rights and human capacity to what they call indoctrination of education. And we're all subjected to these abuses of tyrannical behavior. So invite the people on, bring the people so we can share the knowledge, we can share the understanding, so that we all can advance, we all can move forward. We can aid one another to be healed, be wholesome, be whole again, and to reunite as a people. How did they take our country in the first place? We were separated through division. They divided, and that's how they got a foothold in. And that's how they got on top. And they got on top because we became comfortable and stopped paying attention. We have to pay attention to each other and pay attention to what's going on, pay attention to what the Creator is telling us, pay attention to what Mother Earth is telling us, pay attention to what the animals are telling us, because everybody's saying something. But if we're not paying attention, we're going to miss the message. And when we miss the message and we're not connected to one another, as extended kin, extended family, as Chinupa stated earlier in the show, we need to come together. And I mean, always says united front. If these Washitu decide tomorrow that, hey, we're going to mow them all down, we're going to get rid of all the Native people, all the black folk, all you color folk, all you people, we're getting rid of y'all. What are we going to do? How are we going to stand up? How are we going to defend ourselves? When we won't even communicate with each other. We won't feed each other. We won't come to each other's rescue. We won't house one another. How can we have a house and our family member is on the street? How can we have a plate of food and our neighbors next door are hungry? Whether you know them or not, you're still obligated, because each and every human being that the Creator created, He made him a custodian. He made him a custodian of himself, of his family, of his neighbors, of the animals, of the plants, of the waters. So we got to wake up, folks. We got to get more on doing. We do a lot of talking, but how much action are we putting behind those intentions that we make? We make all kind of intentions. Well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But how much action do we back it up with? So everybody invite somebody. Everybody look out for somebody. Everybody aid somebody. Let's come together as a collective. Why was we created in different sizes, different languages, different nations, different colors, different sizes, different shapes? It'd be pretty boring if we was all the same. So that we could learn from one another. We could share with one another. And it brings excitement to it. And like Chinupa said, you remove the people from the forest, then they become unknown. What you don't know or understand, you want to step on it, crush it, destroy it. They see a beautiful spider run across the floor. He's got little hairy hairs on him. He got different colors on him. He's beautiful. But they're afraid of him because they don't understand him. So what they want to do, spray him, step on him, crush him, because it's unknown of what he's about or what he really represents. So let's move forward, folks, and try to put these things in the right perspective and aid one another to be healed, to be whole, and to advance, because the whole world is waiting. Waiting on who? Waiting on the first people. The first should be the last. This is the time of the last. We the one last in line. So it's time for us to step up and take the leadership. Back to you, Abby.
Okay, people, over here, you know, 8:24 over here, and over there, should be 6:24, 5:24. So, Chinook, before the show ends, you want to give us a song? I know this is a song before the show ends.
Oh, yes, I will do that. See, people, we've gave you an opportunity and a segue to step up and revamp your bodies, you know, collective consciousness to think, you know, openly and freely. And it remains not in a supremacy clause to understand who we are as a red people or even a free people. But we take these opportunities to give you a chance to engage with this because it's really a difficult time today for our people. I got to go cut buffalo meat tomorrow morning and, you know, feed our people and make sure they got meat to eat. And then I got to deliver firewood, you know, for people that are in need, like Grandpa Jackson, Ironheart. We took care of him. We had a snowstorm that just came in. People didn't believe it. But that's what happened in Indian country. But the things are changing like this to get us to understand if we're really them people that believe in freedom and that are leaders to that degree of circumstance, we need to act like on those principles that you come out of your mouth. You put these words out there. I don't tell you to do that. You do it. I stand on my integrity of it because I love people. I love my children and my elders and people in general. No different than I love my four-legged, my Sonny Chalks, and my big dog. I love my animals. They're mine. I'm their servant, people. There's the master. Chalks is my master, the same as Big Dog, my master. B, I serve them. They tell me what to do, and that's the name of the game. But for all of you that tuned into tonight's show, I want to thank you all for participating. As my little brother Jabril said, if you have family members out there, get them to call in and come on the show. It's your show. And if it's our show, let's take advantage of this opportunity and utilize that. And thank you all for tuning in tonight on the Indigenous Voices. Here's our closing song. We'll see you all next week, Friday and Saturday from 5:30 to 6:30 Mountain Time. Again, 5:30 to 6:30 Mountain Time. You guys call in. And for a majority that were on tonight, thank you for participating. And here's our closing song. Tonka shilai Waka hecha keye Waye kiye loyo Tonka shilai Waka wahi ye lo yo yo Waka wahi ye lo yo yo Waka hi ye lo hei Daku waka chaya Heya wahi ye lo yo Heya wahi ye lo hei Toka shilai, daku waka ye lo heya wahi ye lo heya. Toka shilai, daku waka ye lo heya wahi ye lo heya. Toka shilai, daku waka heya heya wahi ye lo heya. Tonka shilaya ka to wakha ya wahe lo hey Tonka shilaya ka to wakha ya hey ya wahe lo hey ya wahe lo hey hey Taku wakha chaya hey ya wahe lo hey ya wahe lo Hey, 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 wahi, lo, hey, tatu wakachaya, hey, wahi, lo, hey, ho. Koka shilaya, taku wakaya, lo, hey, wahi, lo, hey, Oka shilaya taku wakacha heya wahi yelo. Good night to everybody that participated in tonight's show, the Indigenous Voices of People, and we'll see you all next week. Have a good rest of the weekend and evening. Take care. We love you all from Indian country. Hokahe, wopila tonka hecha. Aho, we'll see you all next week.